South Korea pushes FATF to apply the travel rule to small transfers. South Korea's Financial Intelligence Unit has called on the Financial Action Task Force to apply the crypto travel rule to smaller transfers, according to a June 23 report from CoinMarketCap relaying the agency's position. The push would lower the reporting floor that currently lets low-value crypto transactions move without originator and beneficiary data attached. The travel rule is FATF Recommendation 16. It requires virtual asset service providers, mainly exchanges and custodial wallet operators, to collect and pass along the name and account details of both sender and recipient on a transfer. The rule mirrors a decades-old requirement for bank wires. For crypto, FATF lets each country set a de minimis threshold of up to $1,000 or euros, below which the full data sharing obligation can be relaxed. Seoul's FIU wants that exemption narrowed so that transactions beneath the current line also fall under reporting. A regulator asking the global standard setter to tighten the request matters because of who is making it. FATF does not write binding law. It sets standards that more than 200 jurisdictions then translate into national rules, and member countries are graded on how closely they comply. A formal call from an active member to lower the crypto threshold is a signal about the direction of travel, even before any wording changes. South Korea is not a marginal voice on this topic. The country runs one of the most developed crypto compliance regimes in Asia. With licensed exchanges, real name banking accounts tied to trading, and an existing domestic travel rule. That track record gives its FIU credibility when it argues that the international de minimis is set too high to catch the laundering patterns regulators say they are seeing in smaller structured transfers. South Korea already runs a stricter floor at home domestically. South Korea has enforced its own version of the travel rule since March 2022. It applies to crypto transfers of 1 million Korean won or more, roughly $700 to $750, depending on the exchange rate. That is already below the FATF ceiling of $1,000. So Seoul is effectively asking the rest of the world to move toward the line it has lived with for several years. A common tactic the rule is meant to counter is structuring, breaking one large transfer into many small ones to stay under a reporting threshold. The higher the de minimis, the more room there is to structure. Removing or shrinking the exemption closes that gap, but it also pulls a large volume of ordinary low-value activity into mandatory data collection. Smaller thresholds reach everyday spending and self-custody. For people who use crypto for payments rather than trading, the practical effect lands on the funding step. Crypto card users routinely move modest amounts, a few hundred dollars at a time, from an exchange or personal wallet onto a spending product. Under a lower threshold, more of those top-ups would arrive with full identity data attached at the VSP that processes them. The harder questions sit with self-custody and unhosted wallets. Travel rule compliance is built around two regulated intermediaries exchanging data. When one side is a private wallet with no institution behind it, exchanges have to lean on customer-supplied information and address verification instead. Extending the rule to smaller transfers increases how often that friction appears for routine withdrawals, including the kind that funds stablecoin spending on cards. None of this changes what is legal to hold or move. It changes how much gets recorded and reported along the way. There is a cost side, too. Building and maintaining travel rule messaging across thousands of counterparties is expensive, and smaller VASPs feel it most. A lower threshold raises the per-transaction compliance load, which tends to favor larger, better-resourced platforms. That dynamic is already visible across South Korea's tightly regulated market and would sharpen if FATF moved.